What is the word or phrase that people constantly get wrong that drives you crazy? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. What is the word or phrase that people are constantly getting wrong that absolutely drives you bonkers?
Colleen.
Yes. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
No, that's the word. Because people say Colleen.
Oh, you know what's so funny about that is people ask me all the time how I pronounce my name. And I'm like, well, I don't actually.
Yeah, because
how often? I never say my name.
Yeah, it's like, what are your parents' names? I don't know. I don't call
them. Who knows?
Mom and dad.
Mom and dad? I mean.
That's how they are in the phone.
Yeah.
Mom, dad.
Colleen. I always hear people say Colleen. Like it's clean. I'm like.
Like Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
Colleen. But maybe that's not right either.
I don't know. Whatever. I respond to it. 651-641-1071. What is the word or phrase that people are constantly getting wrong and it drives you crazy? You know what my big one is?
Can I just make you guys aware that I have to tune out for a moment because I've got lots of
talking
people
in your
talking
ears?
In my ear.
Okay, good idea. Bye-bye.
Engineers.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Bye.
Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, Thank you. Can stay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, who do we have on the line, Holly?
Kathy's here.
Hello, Kathy. Kathy, what is the word or phrase that that people always get wrong and it constantly drives you nuts?
I have two. Nuclear instead of nuclear.
Yes.
And I've heard, like, people who are on the national news say it. It's just like, what?
Yeah.
Nuclear. And there's somebody on another one of your programs that always says get a instead of get to.
Oh, interesting.
I get a go to the store and I'm like,
get to. Interesting. Oh, right. Kathy, thank you for your call.
Kathy's taking notes.
Get a. I will say to her nuclear point.
Nuclear.
The one that bothers me is when people say realtor.
Yeah.
Or jewelry.
Yeah.
No. I will let February go.
Oh, okay.
But those ones
but
really
Colleen
get
has,
to me.
Has put you on notice, you jewelry. Jewelry.
Jewelry and realtor. 651-641-1071. What are the words or phrases that people constantly get wrong and it drives you bonkers? Who do we have on the line now, Holly?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Stacy, what is the word or phrase that people constantly get wrong and it drives you crazy?
Frustrated without an R in it.
Frustrated.
Oh, I like to say frustrated. Sorry.
I'm so frustrated.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not. No, I totally know I'm saying it wrong when I do that.
Stacy,
so
you can rest assured that 9 times out of 10, if Bradley and or I are saying a word incorrectly, it is fully on purpose.
Okay.
Just to bother each other and or the public.
Like Valentine's.
Thanks, Stacy.
Paschetti.
Or Italian, which is your favorite
Italian.
One. And I cannot tell you how many emails we've gotten about that.
Italian. I say it because my aunt, which I used to always say aunt, and then I got corrected constantly by my cousins who were like, it's aunt. And I was like, whatever. But anyway, my aunt would say Italian all the time, and I just love the way that sounds. Italian.
But seriously, I think we've gotten more emails about Italian.
Serious. I mean, people like words to be pronounced in a very specific way.
Yes, they do. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Karen, what word or phrase do people constantly get wrong and it drives you crazy? Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi. Well, it'd be my name.
Oh.
They always call me Karen.
I get that. I had a friend named Karen, and it used to always drive her crazy that people always got her name incorrect.
Well,
did they drive her crazy?
There's a Karen in my office, too.
Oh, see, it makes it even harder.
Yeah.
Well, isn't this the best year to be a Karen instead of a Karen?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You won. Thank you, Karen. Have a great day. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We'll go to Sherry.
Okay, hello, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry, what Now Bradley's just going to call people all by the wrong names. Sherry, what is the word or phrase that people get wrong all the time and it drives you bonkers?
I don't like it when people take a noun and turn it into a verb, like someone gifted me something.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
That is a personal preference, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, it is probably a word. Borrowed is the same thing. I don't like it when they say they borrowed me something.
Well, that's just wrong. Thank you for your call. No, you lend people things. You borrow from others. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Christine, what word or phrase do people get incorrect all the time and it drives you bonkers?
First, I'd just like to say I agree with the last one. When they take a noun and turn it into a verb, like adulting.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Adulting is hard. Oh, my.
Well, it is.
Well, that phrase bothers me for a number of reasons.
Yeah, and the other one is it's not ek cetera, it's et cetera.
Thank you.
E T, not E K, et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. That really bugs me.
Thank you for your call. I will say I had a high school teacher who pronounced it et cetera. Which felt very dramatic. It was a he.
Oh, he was very
very fancy. He taught Shakespeare.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bet he did.
He did.
That's what I'm
saying. That was the class he taught.
Yeah. I mean, only someone who teaches Shakespeare would go around saying, et cetera!
Who else? Do we have any?
Do we have any
other callers on the line, Holly?
No.
Fine. There was a list in Board Panda of the 6 common phrases people get wrong all the time. Would you like to know what they are?
Yeah, really quickly, though, we should get to, we had a listener by the name of Andrew who said, what bugs him is on accident. It's by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Saying on implies that you meant to have the accident. Also, you'd never say by purpose, mm-hmm. as in on purpose.
Yeah, interesting.
I did that on accident versus I did that by accident.
I love that our friend Panda tweeted us could have instead of could have. That that drives me crazy too. I could have. I understand saying could have because that would be the contraction.
But spelling it out.
But when you spell it, it's not could of, O-F. It's could apostrophe V-E or could space have. Thank you. Let me give you the top 6 real quick. Number 6, nip it in the butt. It's nip it in the butt.
I don't think you want to nip it in the butt.
Yeah. Number
you might want to nip it in the butt.
I don't know. Whose butt is it? Number 5 on the topic of butt, it's not butt naked, it's buck naked.
I still think you can say either.
I think we've commonly accepted butt naked now.
Like, especially if your butt's hanging out.
Right? The phrase getting off scot-free, the word scot only has one T. It actually means tax. Getting off tax-free. It's not Scott, like a person named Scott. You don't get off Scott for free. You got to get paid to do that.
One. Okay.
Let's see. Saying your life took a total 360. Well, incorrect.
I mean, that just means you came right back to where you were.
Exactly. You want a 180. The phrase is not intensive purposes. It's intense. And
that one, purposes. I think I was probably in school somewhere when I figured that out. I was like, that is.
And finally,
intensive purposes.
Number 1, the word is pronounced espresso, not expresso.
Yeah, that's true.
And I bet our friend Panda, who has worked at the Starbucks, would agree. Thank you very much. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show,
in the bud.
Yeah, let's nip this in the butt. I want to tell you about what Elton John is doing for the Oscars, and I'm confused, and I think we're too old for this.
You having a party or something?
He is having a party.
Oh, okay.
And you can go.
Oh, all right.
I'll tell you how. And I'll tell you if you want to after this on My Talk 107.1. All right. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And, you know, that the Oscar Awards are on this weekend. Did you know that? Oh, my gosh, that happens so
fast.
I know. And, you know, Elton John has a party every year, apparently. A pre-Oscar party. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, he and, doesn't Madonna also...
Yeah, probably.
...have something, or she's involved with Elton John? I don't know.
There's... She has a big after party, and then Elton John does the
pre-party.
Yeah, I think so.
And this is, he's been doing this for many years, and this is, it is a fundraiser for...
usually an HIV AIDS
yes,
charity, right?
Yes, exactly. He's been doing it for years, and it's a big deal. But this year, because... 2021
pandemic,
we all can attend his party.
Oh, do we get like a gift bag or something?
No, I don't think so. No.
Do we get to like rifle through his drawers?
Mm-mm. No, you got to show up on TikTok for $20 a piece.
Wait, you show? How does that work?
I don't know. And this is my
You guys, I really don't want to have to be that involved in TikTok.
This is my point.
It's a brain sucker.
I know.
And I don't have any more brain to give.
Truer words, Bradley, have never been spoken.
Hey.
All I'm trying to say is this. Listen. I know of Elton John.
What are you doing?
Just go with me.
Okay.
Okay.
You know of him.
I know of Elton John. I've gone to Elton John concerts. No, I would consider myself a fan of Elton John's music.
Yes, of course.
I'm too old for TikTok.
Yeah.
So my point is...
Isn't Elton John?
I thought so.
By definition, then, if we are too old for TikTok?
Then he for sure is too old for TikTok.
Well, but I bet
I'll give him a free pass because he's a celebrity.
David Furnish, whatever his husband's name is. Maybe he's like the hip happening one.
I don't know. I just don't understand, and I hate that I don't understand, right? Because I like to fancy myself a person who has the finger on the pulse.
Honey.
I don't. I know.
You really don't. Yeah. Come on, no.
So you can have your finger on it. That's fine.
But it ain't the pulse.
Yeah.
But you're searching in the wrong place.
Yeah.
$20, I'm sorry, I mean $19.99. You can purchase your way into this TikTok pre-party. And there's going to be all kinds of celebrities that they haven't announced yet that are going to be involved. But among them that we do know are going to be involved, Neil Patrick Harris.
Of course.
And Dua Lipa.
Very on trend.
And then, of course, Elton John will also be there. It's believed that there are other names that they have not yet announced for this virtual lineup. And of course, as we said, all of the proceeds will support Elton John's AIDS Foundation. So that has been a tradition, something that they've been doing for many, many years. And apparently, it's not in this article. I read another article. Oh, okay. There will be four separate viewings that will host a maximum of 100,000 people each. So they have the potential to make $8 million if they sell out, which is great for the foundation.
For sure.
And I love a charity event. I'm not trying to say that I don't love a charity event. I don't understand how this works.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, why can't anybody just show? Like, do you get a code? Do you have to enter a code?
We're so dumb, but it's true.
Well,
I've
had to put the TikTok down because the few times that I've used it, I'm like, oh, this is going to get real dicey.
Yes.
Because, you know, it doesn't take long before it's like 4 hours later and you're drooling on yourself.
Trust me, because you're just seen like, my children.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. There's this one lady who used to just drive around and like yell out at the window of her car with a bullhorn, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But like, once you're stuck in that, like your brain just rots.
It's true.
And then you try to explain it to someone, you're like, I don't know what it means, and I don't know why it's hilarious, but I couldn't stop watching it.
That's the thing. It's like inexplicable, and then suddenly you're there, and like you said, Bradley, 4 hours later, and you're drooling. And I feel like this is a good reason to get involved in the TikTok.
So what do I have to do?
Can I just give them my money?
No, here's my $19.99.
That's the thing. That I'll probably just end up, yeah, I don't know. I might try this thing just because I feel like I should do it for research and feel good.
Sure, yeah, do it and then report back on Monday.
Yeah. So here's how it's going to go.
For science.
The pre-party special will be hosted 4 times to meet the different time zones of the broadcast of the Oscars. This is confusing to me. So I'll read that again because you look like I feel.
I don't know if that's
to bring the event globally. The pre-party special will be hosted 4 times to meet the different time zones.
But does that mean it was like already recorded and they're just going
to air
it?
I don't know.
No, they would probably just do it hour after hour after hour after hour.
Like here we go.
So that it would be live for Central Standard Time.
So the same way every time.
Or maybe a little different.
Okay.
You know.
So it'll happen at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And then 5 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock, depending on where you are.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Wait, that don't make no sense.
Or it would just be happening at 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, depending on your time zone.
As the world turns, yeah.
Yeah.
But is that always at the same time? No.
Because if it's
Okay, so our problem, it turns out we're not too old, we're too dumb.
I don't understand it.
No, so for example,
isn't it always at this, like, if the Oscars are on at 7 here,
yeah, no, they're on, but not always on the West Coast. Sometimes okay, so it's a rebroadcast.
Live. But it's live telecast East and West Coast. Yes.
Right. So then they should just have to have one. I'm so confused. We'll be back. There's some D-bags. This is too hard.
You're gonna have to do it.
I don't think I'm going. Okay, we'll be back. Bye.
Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly, and that name is
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Hi, guys.
Hey, who's your D-bag, Bradley?
The Daily Mail.
Oh, I love it when they do this.
Please do me a favor when you get a chance and open the article, because I just want to ruin your day.
Oh, can't wait. Okay. Alrighty then.
That's a big face that you're looking at. That is the face of Piers Morgan. Daily Mail, it turns out, is suing Google over Piers Morgan's weak search results. You guys are not letting people see Piers Morgan's amazingness.
This search engine optimization is not working.
It's not working for Piers Morgan. So apparently the owner of the Daily Mail is suing Google, claiming that they're penalizing the Mail's search engine placement for using non-Google ad tech, to which I would say, hey, I don't know anything about technology, you guys, and far be it for me to criticize some ad technology that I don't understand. Have you been on the Daily Mail's website anytime in the last 100 years?
Yeah.
Because it is the most annoying website to navigate. It is resource intensive. It will burn your lap.
Okay.
If you have your laptop on your crotch, you're going to get third degree burns down there and probably be rendered, what's that word? Impotent and unable to reproduce because all the energy required from your laptop to pull up a dumb Daily Mail website is absurd.
I think you and I have said this before on our computers when we go to the Daily Mail. It sounds like a plane is taking off.
It sounds like there's a 747 about to take off.
I mean, you can hear it across the room. My computer's like...
And you're like, oh, must be a Daily Mail tab open. And then once you're on the page, you're like, oh my God, there's so many things popping up at me. Go away. Yeah.
Videos, ads. And then I try to exit out of them. And then I accidentally go to the website.
Then you go to the ad and you're like, oh man, I do not want your weird stockings.
Mm-hmm. Two, three, four spots that are hanging out and right in my face.
Okay, so that's a thing, right? Well, apparently.
Which is a shame because the content is so good.
Well, it does the trick. Apparently, this all has to do with the poor performance of Piers Morgan's content. It claims that British user searching for Piers Morgan's comments on the Duchess of Sussex following the interview with Oprah were more likely to see articles about Morgan produced by smaller regional outlets, despite the fact the Daily Mail is writing multiple stories a day about his comments. So now look, I don't know if there's like a real story here about what Google is doing or not doing in terms of like monopolistic behavior. But that's not what I have a beef with. What I have a beef with is the Daily Mail needs to go on a diet of advertising or technology, or it needs to go through a makeover or a facelift, whatever analogy you need to use.
Ooh, can we bring it on Maury and give it a geek to chic makeover?
Yes, I like this idea.
Or like Jenny Jones even. Like, didn't she do those two makeover shows?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this is dumb.
Oh, it's, sorry.
Well, no, I mean, no, it's not like.
No, I know.
The Daily Mail is dumb.
I knew before you did. So the Daily Mail is really working my nerves because I have to go to that website. It's my job. Okay. This is part of what I have to do for a living.
I can't avoid it.
And
you know, we should sue them for that.
Oh God, careful. But yes.
No, I'm obviously that was satire.
You're not supposed to announce. Oh, I knew that before you did.
Obviously, we're not going to do that. I'm just saying it's as absurd.
No, it's as absurd. Correct. Also, get it together, Daily Mail. Because sometimes you have some good stories, and I got to get to them without all this discombobulation.
Popping stuff up in my face. They must have so much money, though, because not only do they have so many opportunities for advertisement, we have it on pretty good authority that everything on the gutter, which is what I call the side, I think that's actually the technical term for it.
Like on a news website.
Mostly pay to play.
Yeah.
So they are cashing checks. Yes.
Also, I would like to just take them to task for including like really sad videos that I don't want to watch. Like, could you please just not automatically play the like worst videos of humanity on your website main page? Thank you. Okay. I'm done with my beef.
Are you good?
Yes. I will put my beef away.
Put your beef in the fridge. All right. So my D-bag is, it's kind of Chrissy Teigen, but it's kind of also Andy Cohen. Because Chrissy Teigen was on Tuesday night's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Okay.
And apparently he asked her about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's divorce.
Oh, because they're like frenzies, right?
Which I just like. That's to me. That's
their business partneries too.
Now, well, mama.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Chrissy Teigen is business partneries with Kris Jenner. Yeah. But I just feel like that's always such an inappropriate thing to do, especially when you've got a celebrity on the couch in front of you. You talk to them about their stuff. But the moment that he talks to her, like, it's like, thanks for coming. Can we talk about your friends and not you? And then the fact that she answered the question just smells like somebody needs some attention. She said of the divorce, Kim is doing okay. I know Kim gave her all for everything. It's honestly a shame that it didn't work out because I saw them being a forever relationship. I really did, but I know she tried her best. I will say I've definitely been in touch with Kim more than John has been in touch with Kanye, because if anyone knows Kanye, it's that he goes off the grid and it's hard to ever contact him. And I just am like, I am uncomfortable.
What are you uncomfortable about?
Well, I mean, I know it's Hollywood, okay? This isn't like, you know, you're talking about your friends, but I just have a hard time with this idea that Chrissy Teigen is on Andy Cohen's show and Andy Cohen is asking her to spill the tea about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, and she spills it.
Also, don't you just think that whatever she spilled was like signed off on?
Sanctioned by Kris Jenner.
Yeah. Like, you know, Chrissy's like, hey, I got to go on Andy and I'm going to talk about our cleaning products. Can you give me a little juicy bit that I can share about Kim and Kanye? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. So I don't think she's actually probably speaking out of the side of her mouth. She's probably just, you know, providing, you know, a press release experience.
Right. Straight from Chris.
Yeah. Something that's totally, you know, shocking, not shocking. So, here's the thing that I find interesting about Chrissy Teigen and mm-hmm. this supposed relationship with the Kardashians. I just don't see how, like, they just don't seem like mm-hmm. that, like, that doesn't add up to me for right. some reason.
Right.
Because I understand that I'm dealing with only the thing I can see. So the parts of the personalities that I can see. But from the parts of the personalities I see, I don't see Chrissy Teigen and Kim and Kanye, or Chrissy and John and Kim and Kanye being like besties. Because no. I feel like Chrissy's far more like laid back and authentic. Shoot from the hip and authentic. She does. Yeah. And again, that could just be because that's the part that resonates with us, that she shares. And maybe there's a whole other side we don't see.
Well, but what's interesting about this, too, is, hold on, I want to get it in front of me because I don't want to misquote it. So she had that whole conversation with Andy Cohen about Kim Kardashian. And then she also has weighed in on the Khloe Kardashian photograph. And she said...
Oh, yeah, the untouched photo?
Yeah. And so what's interesting, there's a couple things that I find really interesting about this. And I almost feel like, I'm going to say it, Kris Jenner is kind of using Chrissy Teigen to add authenticity to their brand.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right? Because they've gone into business together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things, probably the thing that makes Chrissy Teigen so appealing to the masses is that she has an air of authenticity.
Yeah. That she... resonates with people,
yeah,
in a way that I don't know a Kardashian does.
Exactly.
Like, so, I feel like the Kardashians wish they could bottle, you know, the relatability and authenticity of Chrissy Teigen.
And I think they did, because listen to what she said to Andy Cohen when he asked about that picture. She said she felt a million different ways about the whole thing. She says, quote, I actually ended up talking about it in therapy, oddly enough, because of my own body insecurity issues and what celebrities have done to people in distorting their image of what a real human body looks like. She said, I look at Khloe and I'm like, of course you're so beautiful. You're so strong. The change that she's made to her body, she's so proud of, and everyone is so proud of. And you want someone to be like, bleep, yeah, this is my body in any light. But she added, anyway, my point is, she said, if she didn't want that photo to be out, though, she didn't want that photo to be out. And that's fine, too. I think there can be two truths. And I think the internet often forgets there's two truths. But they can't possibly believe that someone would not want this photo out, but also be proud of this photo. So my point is, it's almost like Kris Jenner, because they're friends. They're doing, yeah. I mean, they've got a business together. It's like... Chris wants a little bit of that authenticity that Chrissy Teigen only can have, because they can't put the genie back in the bottle anymore at Camp Kardashian.
Yeah, and also, like, if you want somebody attached to your product, I mean, it's her product in so much as it's also Kris Jenner's product, but, like, who's buying cleaning supplies from Kris Jenner alone?
Not it.
Probably most people aren't.
Yeah.
But I think far more people are likely to buy cleaning products from Chrissy Teigen, because, again, she has a more trustworthy brand.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And it's also in the domestic space where cooking, cleaning up after cooking, it's kind of a natural
process. Well, and she showed us that part of her life wherein she cooks and cleans and lives her life. And, again, it's a part of her life, mm-hmm. but it's a part that she has consistently shared. I know Kris Jenner has a cookbook, but does anyone take that seriously?
Does anybody think she actually cooked the stuff in the
probably
book?
Probably not. So much. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, let's not forget where this conversation is happening on Andy Cohen's show.
Yeah.
Andy mm-hmm. Cohen going to be hosting the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion this summer. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just it's all so weird. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, you know, I did also want to talk about Chrissy Teigen coming back to Twitter. because you guys talked about it on Friday, but I was not here to talk about it, and I got some hot thoughts, and I want to talk about it. So we're gonna after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
So, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting that I did not realize until early this week that Chrissy Teigen had come back to Twitter. I was gone on Friday and the two of you talked about her return to Twitter.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about it because my whole take on it is like they do this big announcement, celebrities that leave Twitter. I'm leaving Twitter. I'm going away. I've realized that this is not a conducive place for me to have good feelings about the world and myself. And so I am going to take a break for a very long time, probably forever.
Yeah. And then they inevitably come back, which, you know, with Chrissy Teigen is, I think this was a particular story just because she is like a force on Twitter more than most celebrities, but still.
Yes. So what I thought was interesting was when we talked about this the other day, Rainn Wilson, you know, he used to play Dwight on The Office, and he has kind of a thing called Soul Pancake. I mean, he's a funny guy. He's an interesting follow on the Twitters. He tweeted right around the same time we were talking about this. He tweeted, "I've decided to quit Twitter. It's just too toxic and it's a time suck, degrading to my self-esteem. I will miss all my friends here. Goodbye forever." And then just a couple minutes later, he came back and wrote, "I've decided to return to Twitter. I will not let my voice be silenced by the toxic bullies. So good to be back. It's a whole new chapter." I was like, he gets it.
Yeah.
He totally gets it. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's in on the joke. But then that made me curious because I had not been here when you guys talked about Chrissy Teigen coming back to Twitter. I only knew that she had come back to Twitter. So I was like, what was her first tweet back? Like, what did she say about coming back to Twitter?
Well, she talked about how she's going to take the good with the bad. And that's all I remember actually talking about.
Yeah, so the actual, wasn't much that.
The first tweet was, "Turns out it feels terrible to silence yourself and also no longer enjoy belly chuckles randomly throughout the day."
And she
also
was like tweeting 2,000 friends at once. Or something.
She said she'd been speaking tweets to her shampoo bottle. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. So basically, like, she did this like 6-tweet long goodbye about how it's a toxic place. She can't, it's no longer conducive to her mental health, et cetera. And then she just was like, "I couldn't do it. I'm back now." And nobody talked. I mean, people talked about it, but it was almost as if she just was like, "Forget everything I just said. Turns out I need this." But I think she's also missing the point.
Which is?
That she really likes the attention that she gets.
Well, and you know,
from Twitter.
I think, and Holly, correct me if I'm wrong, but the conversation we had on Friday was she is a person who draws an audience first and foremost on social media. Like, that's where she came from.
Right.
And at the time that she launched a line of products, she needed something to stay in the conversation because, like all celebrities, when we talk about publicationships, or, you know, headlines and tabloids doing, you know, paparazzi walks out on the beach. Like, you have to have your name, like, that publicity is oxygen for celebrities, and especially celebrities who are trying to sell things for products. So, you know, it one imagines that at the time she was deciding to, or at the time that, she was launching these products, somebody was like, "Yeah, you just need to have a voice, because your voice is the thing that will get people thinking about you." And so she needs to have that voice. The thing that that really frustrates me, though, about all of this, not just her, but specifically or particularly any celebrity who goes away and comes back, like, I don't think that teaches anybody anything. I think the better lesson would be to model behavior you think that would help improve social media. So, you know, look, I have cut way back on the amount of time that I give to social media because it's just not a healthy place day in and day out, especially in the way that I used to consume it, because it was just constant. Because you're constantly thinking about, like, you're being drawn in directions that other people are, like, you're constantly going on journeys that other people are taking you on, and I don't think that's a valuable resource or use of my time. That said, I think it would be nice if people like Chrissy Teigen, who have a huge audience, would model some behavior that would allow people to use social media in a way that, you know, benefits everybody overall. And what I don't mean by that is, like, I'm not saying that she's responsible for trolls on the internet, but I'm saying, like, if leaving is not the answer, then what is the answer?
Right. Right.
Like, right. Tweeting all the time is the answer. Like, I just don't feel like go away or be on there all the time is the right answer.
Right. It's like saying that the only way to live is in the extremes. And that's not true. There is a middle ground. And frankly, I think some of it would require her to change some of her own behaviors on social media, as much as she's trying to influence and inspire other people to change their social media behaviors. But the fact remains, Chrissy, and this is not a judgment on who Chrissy Teigen is as a human being. It's a observation of how she occupies the public space. Chrissy Teigen without Twitter is not much.
Yeah, because she didn't leave social media. Because she was still
on Instagram.
Very active on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So it was a very calculated choice to leave Twitter specifically. In the way that you engage in Twitter is very different than the way that you engage on Instagram.
Like, she realized that it's just not the same audience and you don't get the same oxygen in Instagram. Like, I actually prefer Instagram because I think it's a more of a private space, or at least it's more controllable. Whereas Twitter is just sort of like a fire hose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for her, that's kind of like, that's, again, Twitter is a part of, like, her identity publicly.
Right.
Right. So I who knows what the actual motivation was, but it seemed like at the time, at the moment that you're trying to, you know, grab people's attention, you might want to have this tool that, oh, by the way, has helped you all along.
Well, and, you know, my tinfoil hat says that perhaps all of that was planned. That she's
that
launching everything
going away and coming
I'm
going
to go, and then oops, I'm back.
Yeah.
Was all part of this media tour she's doing, because now she's busy sitting on the couch with Andy Cohen talking about any number of things, few of which have anything to do with her. Meaning, she's happy to talk about Kim Kardashian or Meghan Markle or, you know, whoever else is around her.
Yeah.
And she's launching product lines at the same time. It's working.
Yeah, I think she just, that's a space that she feels, you know, that she has more control over than she maybe previously thought.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is the best fast food item? 651-641-1071. After this on My Talk 1071.